Acha, rechola.
Ai, 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 ai.
I'm dead.
These frogs splashing in hell.
Did you know in Japan he wrestled as a tiger?
I love how much useless knowledge you're filled with.
And with that, welcome to What the Hell is the Cat Garage? I am Jimmy. I'm here with my wife, Lindsay.
Hi.
Chris.
Hi.
Ian.
I'm his other wife.
That's true.
Zach.
Long live Eddie Guerrero.
Fuck off.
And Justin Petey Pate, the man of many names.
Hello, Frank.
So,
did you introduce Chris?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Chris is so good, he needs two introductions.
Hey.
There you go. All right. Well, this week we watched episodes 16 through 20.
Boo.
And, well, this was better than last week.
Yes.
It was. I'd say the 4 out of 5 I watched.
Were 4 out of 5 you watched. All right,
they were Dyson.
Let's jump right into episode 16.
Okay.
Ah.
So.
This takes me back.
Our original title here is Run, Gohan. Longing for Mount Paozu? Okay. I don't know. Where Chi-Chi is waiting. The English is Plight of the Children.
Children.
The joke it will forever.
Okay, so Gohan was able to survive the storm and he washes up on the shore. There he finds a group of orphans living on their own. The adults in the area are trying to capture them and take them to an orphanage. After telling them his goal, Pigoro.
Excuse me?
Their leader.
Ah, yes, Pigoro!
Designs a plan to get Gohan home and get all of the orphans to a safe location. The adults come, Pigoro and Gohan are able to defend themselves against the adults, but Pigoro suddenly realizes something. The children will be better off at the orphanage. Knowing this, he lets the adults capture the other orphans. He takes Gohan to the woods near his house and then drives off. Gohan gets within sight of his home, but decides not to go in. He knows how important it is that he train for the Saiyans. Piccolo, hovering above him, sees all this and takes Gohan back.
All right.
I thought they were saying Figaro.
I thought they were saying Bigaro.
No, I straight up with a.
Oh, I thought you were trying to count Piccolo. Male Gigolo. That's why I was laughing.
No. This was the older kid that was.
I thought he kept saying
Piccolo. Yeah, the guy with the bandana.
I'm not gonna lie.
I remember him now.
He looks for most of this
so,
episode, though.
Zach and like Ian and Justin are probably gonna be the only ones who get this. But doesn't he look like a scuffed Bardock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was expecting him to turn into a Super Saiyan at any point.
He has like such a distinct design that I was always expecting like him to come back, like they would come back to him. But
right.
His last
yeah.
You see,
remember this? I didn't remember this episode at all. Like when I watched, this is like the first time I've ever seen it.
I remember not liking this episode, but I think there are parts of it that are cool.
Is it because the little kids give you funny feelings?
None of this episode. There was nothing about this episode that was cool.
Is this the episode at the end where Piccolo's like, Gohan, what is your mission?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Say
my
it.
My mission is to fight.
That part was cool.
I have to say it and win.
I like how you threw in the and win part.
So I have my notes here. So I wrote, Goku survived the storm and is found by two stupid kids.
Gohan.
Did I say
Gohan?
Gohan.
You said Goku twice.
I wrote down Goku for some stupid reason. That's how much I cared about this episode.
We're 16 episodes in and you still can't get their names right.
Well, to be fair, Goku's been running on a fucking snake way for 13 goddamn episodes.
Yeah, so you keep using his name to try to input him in the story.
We looked that up today. In Dragon Ball Z, Goku is on Snake Way for 13 episodes. In Kai, he's on it for less than 3.
Yeah.
Dang.
Hell yeah.
Well, since you looked it up, I was going to say this last week. I didn't want to. Goku. Well, actually, never mind. I still won't say it. Continue.
Okay.
No, you gotta fucking say it now.
No, because I don't. I kind of. Like,
what was that?
He's. I was just gonna say he's not. He doesn't come back for a while. Like we were still not close. But anyways, continue.
Okay. So.
The end of Snake Way does not necessarily mean the end of.
Okay. Waiting for Goku.
Yeah.
Well, There's a lot of waiting for Goku.
So. Gohan wakes up when they take his sword, but then he passes out again. When he wakes up again, he goes, "Where are we?" And the little girl goes, "We're here." And then he goes, "Where is here?" She goes, "Wherever we are at any given time." And I stroke this bitch.
And he goes, "Oh, yes."
I noted that being really weird, too. I was like, what the fuck is this? Is this some, like, weird translation shit?
So the part like where he, like, falls down and passes out again, so they're standing, like, facing each other,
and
the
like,
kid
oh,
has a
he
sword.
Must have died again.
Yeah, but when he fell for a second, because you know the sword's like in front of them because he's holding it. I was
like,
he
looked like
he falling
on it.
Yeah, I was like, if he just fell with a sword, we could just stop this podcast now and like go on to something else. But he's still alive.
I like how this little chick like cries when she doesn't get away, but then she's gonna like wax poetic. Here's where we are, wherever we are presently.
Yeah,
he's
like,
there's
only one rule here: never cry. But Chica breaks that rule all the time.
It seemed a lot like they needed to fill the spaces from the translation, like with their
mouth movement.
And they're like, we're just gonna have her say a bunch of philosophical bullshit that doesn't make any sense.
Oh,
I mean, it was some deep shit.
And then Gohan continues his path on psychopath. He straight up lies to all of them. He goes, "Oh,
yes,
I forgot how to talk." Except he's been talking
the whole time to animals
to
and shit,
and to himself.
And better yet, two of the kids are fucking animals.
Yeah,
okay,
There is a note here. It Lindsay can clarify. She can verify this. I literally wrote, "Hold the fuck up! There are random animal people with the orphans."
Yeah.
So you haven't seen Wulong yet, but you've seen animal people wearing clothes.
Yes. Yeah, and then the cop that chases him down the street is a fucking dog.
Yeah, well, we're not there yet. We're gonna end. So first, we establish this is an island of orphans. They survived a tidal wave. My question is, because time has passed, I don't think this is what it was supposed to be, but I was under the assumption the tidal wave that took out their families was caused by when Piccolo did his shit that caused the earthquake.
Oh,
well, that would make sense.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, I immediately thought about that.
But the thing I'm curious about, though, is how many tidal waves do you know of that just targets the parents of kids?
Yeah, all the kids were away.
Like, they're like, this tidal wave came and it took on the parents, essentially. You're like, all right, yeah, cool.
Was there a flashback with Pigoro?
Showed a wave hidden.
It shows a wall of water. That's it.
Was he a lot younger or was he the same?
No, it was like,
it just shows
the
wave.
It's showing him sitting in a tree and then a wave and then him back in the tree.
And he's like,
whoa.
Okay, I remember.
So,
a minute and a half of just. Wave. Pigoro,
I'm so
wave,
affected.
I wrote down, of course, there's evil adults, and they call them the Goon Squad, which is a stupid name. And Gohan escapes them by just jumping up in the air, like.
And everybody is shocked.
He jumped. Pretty high.
The
know?
Next thing after this is where I wrote like the big kid's name is Bigoro. That's fucking lazy.
That is very lazy.
But then I wrote, Gohan's now a little thief, because it didn't take long for Gohan to join their schemes to steal shit.
Yeah.
My favorite thing now about
really
watching
good at
this
being
show,
a crybaby, so.
My favorite thing about this whole show, though, now, is that ever since Jimmy pointed out how much of like a serial killer he is now I watch it, and I'm like, this little fucker's demented, dude. Like, I literally just watch the show. Like, I hated Gohan at the beginning, but now like, I'm studying him.
Like, studying his ways.
Yeah, you could write a fucking book about him.
Moral compass.
And then this leads us to my next note. So they steal stuff. They proceed to get chased by a police dog, and for no reason other than the fact that it's Japanese, there's a scene where they go by and they accidentally blow the the dress or skirt off a girl and she's there in her underwear.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, brother. I had to pause that scene for about 30 seconds.
Not your proudest fap.
But definitely not the saddest.
And then I wrote obligatory Goku is still running scene.
Because, when I saw that, I actually thought of you.
Yeah, because that was when they were showing that Gohan was having fun, and then so they're like, "Stay here with us," and then it just cuts to Goku running.
I kind of picture like you and Lindsay on the couch in pajamas, like of hot chocolate, just looking at each other and just going like, "I love you, baby. Me too." And that was
hot
it.
Hot chocolate does sound really good.
Go make some.
And there it is. Yeah.
Forrest Gumpku.
So, Gohan tries to leave the group, but they basically like corner him. And I've watched so much screwed up stuff that I thought they were like tricking him, but they would actually be genuine, like, "Oh, we're gonna take you back to your family," and then they all get
captured. I thought that too.
And they get captured. Pigoro, I guess is his name. I kept writing Bigoro. leaves. Gohan decides he's gonna go home, but then decides I'm not gonna do it. And it seems like all of this was Piccolo's test. That's all I have written down.
So this there's was a the, that part. Good.
No, go for it.
Oh, no, the part where like, Chi-Chi, like, the photo, she catches it with her mouth, and I was like, god damn. Chi-Chi's hot.
I liked it when the kid just punches Gohan. Gohan's like, "What are you doing?" And he just punches him.
That was probably the Emmy scene, I think. I think it was on par with the robot. It was just good. I've been waiting to see him get... That was it for the episode.
It was 100% filler. But the only part of it that wasn't filler was, like Zach said, the ending. It showed that Goku or Gohan. Do math.
Do math.
Has gone from "I want to go home" to "I want to fight." That's like the big takeaway from this episode.
And it only took him getting 30 feet of home. Yes.
I feel like that with a lot of these episodes, there's a lot of like, well, not a lot happened, but at the very end, they were like, okay, well, here's like a little bit of, you know, why maybe
here's,
you should
here's
give
the
him a little
overall tie-in.
Yeah.
Here's why it mattered.
Bam.
Okay, so that was it for episode 11. Did anyone have any closing comments?
Episode
11? 16.
My only closing comment is, like, of course the kids are going to think all the adults are evil and shitty because they've been... you know, out in the wilderness all by themselves, and they keep dodging the adults. Of course, they're gonna get pissed.
Well, it was. It's funny.
I kind of thought they were
Bucktooth Krillin look-alike.
When they were complaining, they were like, "They're gonna make us do chores."
That was 100% like adult animators being like, "What are these kids gonna complain about?"
I thought the whole thing was like they're probably just trying to rescue them. Because they're in a place that got, like, completely demolished by a tsunami. Like, normal shit as a society would do. Like, hey, you can't live here by yourself. And these, like, buildings that...
in these abandoned...
Yeah, like they're not even up the
dangerous,
code anymore.
And you could die, and you're starving. Come with us.
The fucking condemned buildings.
Screw you!
Alright. Well, let's move on to episode...
Wait, I have closing comments on that episode.
Good.
Jimmy, what is your mission?
To finish this series. That's about it.
Okay, we ready?
Go for
episode
it.
17.
We ready?
City of No Tomorrow, The Long Road to Victory, aka Pendulum Room Peril.
Spoiler alert, I actually really dug this episode, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Gohan's real training is about to begin, as Piccolo trains him in the martial arts. On Kami's lookout, Yamcha, Tien, Krillin, and Chaozu want to get the same training as Goku did. So, Mr. Popo takes them to the Pendulum Room, where the past, present, and future intertwine. Krillin and the others use the room and are sent to Planet Vegeta in the past, facing two powerful Saiyan warriors. After a horrifying battle, the Z fighters continue their training with more motivation.
Okay, so, like I said, I spoiled it. I liked this episode. There's a lot of cool stuff. A lot of questions were raised. Some were answered.
Mm-hmm.
So my first note is I really liked Gohan and Piccolo training at the beginning. My exact notes are Gohan training with Piccolo is pretty dope. Homie got bitch slapped, followed by laser eyes.
Oh my god, dude.
He just
it is...
bitch slaps the shit out of Gohan, and then when Gohan's whining about wanting to rest, he just fucking laser, like, zaps him with his eyes.
I thought this was, like, everything coming full circle for all the fucked up shit he's done as a future serial killer.
You know? Out on him.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil too much, but there's a lot of, like, body-related lasers in the show, and I like all of them.
I don't even know how to take that stuff,
man. Granted, it's an animated show, and they probably weren't paying attention. Over the next couple episodes, there were a lot of continuity errors in terms of how close Vegeta and Nappa are to showing up. Because in this episode,
yeah, you're talking 3 months.
So close.
He says 3 months in this episode, and then
because
in a later
Piccolo and Gohan are supposed to be training. Good, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, it says 3 months until they show up. But Lindsay turned to me. She goes, "So he left him out there for 9 months instead of 6?"
Yeah.
So that was confusing. Later on in another episode, we'll get to it. But someone specifically says 158 days until they get here, which that's 4.5 months.
Hmm.
So, like, the timing is all over the fucking place.
And then Goku tells King Kai, like, episode ahead or two, where he says that he has to basically train in 88 days.
Yeah, it changes constantly. And then by the very end of these 5 episodes, they're like, they're passing Jupiter. They'll be here in a couple days. It's like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
Wait until we're on Namek and Frieza and Goku are fighting. And they mentioned they have 5 minutes till the planet explodes.
Spoilers.
Wait until you
see track
the
of time.
Concept. Yes, wait until you see how great the time
so
is.
So after I wrote 3 months until Vegeta and Nappa show up, I wrote Goku is still running.
Yep.
And then cut to the gang. In that description, they call them the Z Fighters. But yeah, anytime I say
Z-fighters.
The gang, I'm talking about, like, Krillin, Yamcha, all of them. I wrote cut to the hold on. I said yet to cut to the gang training and Yajirobe eating.
Hell yeah.
They start bitching at Kami for not training them. I wrote Mr. Popo speaks in riddles apparently.
Mr. Popo, man.
I like it when he says he goes, Kami.
I wrote the game time travels, except Yajirobe, he said fuck that.
Nobody tells Yajirobe what to do. Nobody puts Yajirobe in a corner.
Okay, I got more about Yajirobe here.
Say, Yajirobe is my spirit animal at this point.
He doesn't want to do anything, he just wants to eat.
Yeah.
I look at that character and I'm like, yeah, I can see why it's Zach's character.
On my notes, I wrote, I can see why Zach likes Yajirobe. That's why Lindsay just started laughing. Nah.
To be fair, I always hated him on my previous run through. Like,
wow, okay, yeah. PD, just come out and say, I guess you hate me.
But this time around, like, he's kind of growing on me.
So they time travel, and if you want to get me invested in anything, introduce, like, time traveling or alternate dimensions, I'm like, ooh, I want to see what happens.
Oh boy, you're gonna love the upcoming seasons.
Oh boy, this whole thing.
You skipped the part where Kami was like, "I taught Goku nothing."
Yeah, that was so
like,
weird.
What? That was really weird. He's supposed to be this
like
sage like being, and he's having a mental breakdown.
He's getting ready. He knows he's gonna die soon. I wrote. They time travel, they see a bunch of dead Saiyans. And then I wrote...
A Darth Vader helmet.
Then they encounter the Saiyan Danny DeVito in Discount Raditz.
I always hated the way these, like, these, I don't know if these are real Saiyans, because they look ugly. And they got, like, pointy teeth Saiyans. And stuff.
So
those Saiyans are, like, have sexy hair, they're really built, you know? Like,
these guys are bucky so and trashy.
This is when my notes kind of get wonky, because I'm just like, well, Discount Raditz fried Chiaotzu's noggin.
That was my favorite. I could not help but touch my pepperoni nipples. Like when they killed Chiaotzu, I was like, okay, what
killed
about,
him and
what
then
about
just beat his ass into a hole.
What about where Tien's like carrying Chiaotzu like a toddler? And
like
I'm like,
baby,
what is
How old did I say he was last time? Like 47?
47.
Like, yeah.
Or maybe it's like the
like a
baby
child.
Yoda.
That's like the equivalent of like me going to Dave and Buster's with Jimmy, and he like carries me around like a toddler.
So a
that'd be accurate though.
So Yamcha gets pissed, throws an energy ball at him. It doesn't faze him. The gang attacks him. Everything they have, it doesn't work.
My grandma can gather energy faster than that.
Hey Jimmy, describe what was Yamcha's energy ball like? Do you remember?
Summed it into his hand like a baseball, right?
Why do you call it a spirit bomb?
Okay, I looked that up. Apparently, it's spirit ball, I guess. But it definitely sounded like spirit bomb to me, but I was likely,
I thought he said
like,
spirit bomb.
I'm 100%
like,
positive he said spirit bomb.
Yeah, maybe
I was
he just
like,
got
is he gonna
confused.
Fucking
he
sit
forgot
there
what his name
show
what his move
like
was
gears?
Called.
He forgot who he was.
That's
I just
why
always like that one.
That's why it didn't work. Because in this show,
yeah,
have
he
to
called
say
the wrong thing.
Attack. They called it the wrong thing, so it didn't work.
I just always like with that one how he puts the ball in the air and he's like flipping his fingers around and he controls the ball. That was pretty cool.
I mean, he's a baseball player.
Balls with the fingers.
So this
what?
What?
This whole scene introduced a question because they're from planet Vegeta.
Yes. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
There is a Prince Vegeta. Is he named after the planet, or is the planet named after him?
No, hey, he's named after the planet.
Guess what his dad's name is?
Vegeta. Okay.
Are you sure you haven't seen this before?
Basically, the people that wrote the script for this show used crayons.
So they all attack Discount Raditz and Danny DeVito. They get their asses whooped. And then they get popped
this
back.
Is my son, Earth Jr.
They get popped back to the planet, or they get popped back to the present, and they realize, like, this was a dream sequence.
Oh, Chiaotzu's not dead!
But it basically made them go, we're in over our heads. And then for some reason, I don't know why, I wrote, I want to hit Mr. Popo.
What the fuck?
That's a hate crime, my guy.
I think it was the dumbass, face he had.
Call me.
I wrote, despite being outgunned, they all decided to fight. And this is where I wrote, I understand why Zack likes Yashirobe, because they're all talking about how they're all essentially going to die and they're going to fight to the death. He reaches in and pulls out a bag of potato chips out of his shirt.
Come to munch.
Gohan is making progress against Piccolo. Never mind, he got punted like a mile. And then the episode finishes with another cut to Goku running.
Yep.
Didn't they mention the Dream Saiyans with the sharp teeth were like two times as strong as the regular ones? Which that
why
doesn't
does
sound
one
like
guy
that.
Have
that
no,
it's the
no, no,
other flipped.
Flipped.
It's the other
Vegeta
way around.
Oh yeah,
two times stronger than them.
Okay.
Which still
that doesn't
seem
like
that
much stronger.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, two times strong. What if that's not
bro,
that bad?
So here's the thing, right? It's exponential growth. If you have a power level of 5 and you're two times stronger, 10 isn't that much. But if you have a power level of 5,000, 10,000 is a hell of a lot more.
Mm.
I don't like your logic.
Sounds like
it sounds right.
The idea is that they were already very difficult to beat, and
they could.
Yeah, but difficult for like Krillin.
Yeah. Chiaotzu, yeah. Dude, when they kicked Krillin's ass, I was just like, this is just a running theme. Just gets his ass kicked every time he's on screen.
Yeah, I like that one dude's move though. It reminds me of the Temple of Doom guy. Kalima, Kalima. Just grabs her head and microwaves it. this is the one episode I always remember the most from Dragon Ball Z Abridged or whatever that YouTube series is called.
Oh man, I love that show.
The episode that spoofs on this episode is the one that always stands out.
I don't think
I love the
you never again. Seen any of the Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
Oh my god, dude, the Nappa Ghost they wanna... did.
Yeah,
we'll watch it after this.
Yeah, should we change directions and scrap the real Dragon
it's a
Ball?
Pokemon.
Basically, people took Dragon Ball Z and redubbed over it.
Okay.
And it's so fucking good.
And they spoof it and it's all comedy.
Okay.
Have you seen it, Jimmy?
I've seen the clips you guys have shared.
Oh, okay.
The Krill encounter is my favorite.
Yes.
Every time he gets like kicked or something, he's done.
Yeah.
All right. So that was episode 17.
Yes.
Oh,
episode
rad.
18. Last stop on the Serpentine Road. Are you?
But
the way it's worded here, it is Kai spelled with an O.
In the Japanese version, it is.
Okay.
In because this is the episode. No, the next episode's the one we watched Japanese version. King
yeah.
Kai, it's not KIA, it's KAIO.
Okay.
In the Japanese
kind of like Karurin.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry. Last stop on the Serpentine Road, are you Kai-sama? A.K.A. the end of Snake Way.
And before you go any farther, I wrote episode name End of Snake Way in all caps because I instantly said thank fucking God when I saw that.
Little do you know.
Yeah.
Okay. After a rough day of training with Piccolo, Gohan rests for the day. Gohan has a bad dream involving Raditz beating his father, and he suddenly wakes up. Gohan looks up at the moon, which has mysteriously reappeared, and overcome by his nightmares of Goku's death, he, goddamn Wikipedia, they...
Yeah, it's all screwed up.
This is he lost control instead of loses. Lost control of himself. And attacks Piccolo.
Who's editing that website?
Who has arrived to see what's going on. Piccolo does his best to stop him, but once Gohan grows his tail back and changes into a great ape with another gaze at the moon, he was powerless to stop him. Piccolo tries to destroy the moon, but finds that it is a projection from Goku's old spaceship. Piccolo destroys the ship, reversing the transformation. Meanwhile, after a long trip, Goku finally makes it to King Kai's planet and finds a friendly little monkey whom he believes to be King Kai.
Oh my god, okay. So, the episode starts with the intro of Goku's ship, which I didn't realize was current day when the episode first started. I just thought that was cool that it was, like, it was playing the message.
After all this time, it's
still
playing the message.
Yeah, it makes kind of sense.
Batteries
the projection. The projection is kind of dumb though, because you're telling me after 30 years nobody ever noticed. Like, oh shit, there's two moons. Like,
We cut to Goku or Gohan and Piccolo train, and then we cut to Goku. I wrote climbing with a question mark because he was like, it looked like he was climbing Snake Way, but I don't know if he was crawling or climbing, and I thought that was weird.
I think it was like supposed to be crawling, but I was like, it just didn't make sense the way he was crawling.
So
I don't know.
I also love that like. In the Snake Way we're seeing here towards the end, like, you can see all the little, like, loops and everything in, like, the background. So it's, like, right at the end, it just, like, loops back on itself 10 billion times.
Yeah, the person that made Snake Way was Psycho.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. You can tell it's different animators because Snake Way changed colors.
Yeah.
I would not notice that, no.
It was gray before, and now it's more of, like, a blue.
It's purple.
Yeah.
It's gotta be so fucking
cool.
That's
just while Goku's crawling on the ground. I think everybody by that point, it's just changed the color of the Snake Way.
I think, I'm pretty sure illustrators at that point were just like, can we just be done with this shit already?
Like, we just don't give a fuck.
Purple's close.
Do you remember that part, though, where it's not this episode, it might have been one before, but it's like, it like zooms out and it shows him as a speck, like, running? But it looks so shitty and jagged.
Yeah.
Like, it just, like, skips frames. It's like, cool.
So I wrote, the moon is back. I thought Piccolo blew it up.
That's going to be the name of my rap album.
Yep.
The moon is back.
I wrote, Gohan. Oh, go ahead, Zach. What were you going to say?
Gohan.
I was going to say, when Piccolo first blew up the moon, I had this memory of, like, there being another moon, and I couldn't remember if it was real or not. I was like, the moon somehow comes back up, but I didn't want to say anything.
It's back!
I didn't remember this at all either, actually. It was just weird.
So, Gohan uses his rage, basically taps into the dark side. It turns into feral. A rabid spider monkey, is what I wrote. Due to,
all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Was it? What did I write? Due to the moon. Piccolo, obviously he's been trained because he just, like, snaps his finger, splits into two to catch Gohan. And then I wrote, Gohan regrows his tail somehow, which anymore. I don't understand how he regrew his tail. At this point, Piccolo finally realizes the moon
pull
is
out the root.
And literally says, the moon, how'd that get back up there? And I was like, Piccolo,
who put that up there?
I like that he was talking to himself.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Yeah.
Take a note of that. Don't worry, I will. Like,
he's cool. Force Lightning.
It's like two different beings.
He Force Lightning's Gohan, which causes him to roid out into a weremonkey. Piccolo tries to destroy the moon, only to realize it's a projection, not real. We then get a cut to Master Roshi and his group after they collected the Dragon Balls, and we finally see the talking pig that you guys have
Oolong.
Talked about over and over.
Oolong.
And
what'd you
I
think
get,
about Oolong?
I get...
Kept the straw in his mouth.
I get the...
You gotta put those stickers on things so you don't slip and fall.
I get that they're doing callbacks to the original Dragon Ball. But what the fuck, man? Like, they're sitting at a table, they have the Dragon Balls, the turtle's talking, the fucking pig's talking. There's no explanation about the pig at all. It's just there. And I was... If you guys hadn't talked about the pig... I think my head would have exploded. Like, I think you guys gave me enough heads up to expect
Box
a talking
babies.
Pig that when I saw it, I'm like, ah, there's the talking pig. Because I don't think if I had that, like, warm up to it, I would have been like, what
you
the
probably
fuck is going
quit
on?
This. Like,
oh,
all
man.
Of it
just... So, maybe I'm, like, being racist or something, but I think.
Yeah,
the original Dragon Ball is, like, influenced by that, what is it called? Like, the Journey to the West or whatever, you know, that story with, like, them. And I think one of the characters of that story is, like, a pig man, right? Or that's like, a recurring thing? Maybe I'm just talking out of my ass, but I think that's where the pig character comes from Dragon Ball, is, like, those influences.
Gotcha. I wrote, Piccolo tries to stop Gohan. And realizes that Goku's ship is causing the issue. He uses his special beam cannon, I know because he said its name, to destroy the ship.
But you found out faster because it took him less time.
It took him a lot less time. It was like, he was just like, I'll use my special beam cannon and then shoot it.
I'll use my credit card.
Gohan returns to normal and Piccolo rips off his tail again. We cut to Goku, which I am just convinced Goku's fucking retarded at this point. Goku reaches the end of Snake Way, almost falls off. There's nothing at the end. He looks up and sees a tiny planet. He jumps up and then gets caught in the gravity, slams into the ground, struggle skip because there's a lot of gravity. I wrote, a lot of people on this show think with their stomachs. He meets a monkey. And why the fuck does every single person Goku meets, he just goes, oh, you must be King Kai. Every fucking person. And then, you know, I know what, like, broke... The pig didn't break me. The moon being back didn't break me. Do you know what broke me during this episode?
What's that?
When Goku says... Oh, man. He says something to the effect of, I'm glad Sir Isaac Newton didn't sit under this tree. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah,
this is the same
universe?
I was so confused because
they gotta protect Earth.
This is Earth, but this is a different version of Earth. Where now you're telling me Isaac Newton declared gravity was a thing on this planet where people can fucking fly?
Yes.
Isaac Newton was a talking
Just
goat.
Just accept it.
Yeah, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a talking goat. I'm surprised the pig isn't Isaac Newton in disguise. this part... So not only does he meet the monkey, think it's King Kai, catches the food and eats it. He follows the monkey around. He imitates the monkey. And as what he thinks is part of his training, he imitates the noises the monkey is making. Like a total fucking jackass. And then I wrote, he meets a blue dude. End episode.
And then he doesn't believe he's King Kai.
Yeah, he had no problem believing the monkey was King Kai, but not this guy.
He believed everyone except for actually King Kai was King
Kai.
Yeah,
you're not King Kai.
I can't be. Nobody else has been.
I don't know if you guys have been watching the, like, previously on or next
I,
next
I
time.
I watched those.
I do so, not, and that, because that saved... If I,
I don't
watch
the ending one,
if
but I watched the beginning
the next
one.
Time on and the previously out on of five episodes, I save about 45 minutes of watch time.
Yeah, that's what I started doing, too.
So the on the next episode, on like the previously on, they like over explain this. The narrator guy was like, Goku trying to act polite, assumed that the monkey might have been King Kai. He didn't want to be rude, and he's just like they spent like a couple minutes of him like he's like, but in the back of Goku's mind, he was wondering if this really was King Kai. He's like, no, he wasn't. Stop lying.
I just come
giving Goku credit on the before
Goku
and after.
Is the In this story, he's like the dim-witted hero.
Pretty much. Yeah, 100%.
Because, like, he's very dumb. Like, let's be glad Gohan is studying a lot. That's what it is. Chi-Chi's like, man, I married a dummy. I'm going to make sure my son is smart.
It's true, but he's focused all his efforts on fighting. He doesn't do anything else but fight.
Yeah, he put all his skill points into the fighting tree.
He did get the Kami-Kami into Chi-Chi. So, I mean, you know.
Lindsay, what were you going to say?
No, I just... something about your comment that she married a dummy, so she's going to make sure Gohan is, like, super smart, made me think of Big Mouth.
Of you. I fucking
and
love that show.
What's his name's mom, where she's like, the stupid ones pound harder.
I love that show. So good.
I want that tattooed above my ass.
The dumb ones pound harder.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was it for episode... I lost track at this point.
18.
18?
12?
I liked it. Yeah. I still liked it.
So, yeah, I mean, so far out of the first three we've watched, I liked... I didn't care for the one with all the kids. I liked the second two.
Yeah.
This one, I thought the whole Gohan like ape thing, it really just felt like, man, that was kind of cool. I want to do that again. We'll make his tail come back and just not even bother to explain how the hell that happened.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
And I guess a fake moon.
I don't think
it ever happens again, though.
I don't like how easy it is for Piccolo to pop that shit off. It's just like... it's gone. That really bugs me. I don't know why. It's just like, it's like he just... Dude, it's harder. It takes more effort to pull a hair out of someone's head than it does for Piccolo to fucking pull his goddamn tail off.
He's an expert at dealing with limbs. He can grow back his arms. He can pop off tails. He's just really good at that stuff.
Just skilled.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking about a guy that gave his best... constipation face to
grow an arm,
grow his arm back.
True.
Oh, you guys, I'm talking about me having sex. I'm embarrassed.
Okay, next episode.
All right, episode 19, the battle with gravity. Catch Bubbles Coon, aka
Bubbles
Coon,
defying gravity.
Wow.
Go ahead.
As Gohan's training gets harder every day, Goku's training with King Kai has just begun. He has about 88 days to prepare for the Saiyans. It turns out that the monkey is not King Kai, but it is his pet. His first task is to catch the monkey whose name is Bubbles, but it's not going to be easy. The gravity on this planet is 10 times that of Earth, making it hard for Goku to even stand up. Just when Goku is losing hope, he gets inspired after learning that his people withstand different fighting conditions. After 3 weeks, Goku conquers the gravity and catches Bubbles.
Okay. So this one, this is the one we watched the Japanese version of. So right off the bat, there's an error. Because this is the episode where I came into the whole 158-day thing. If you watch the Japanese version with subtitles, it says 158 days. But you guys and that both said 88. Mm-hmm. So on the English version, it's 88. On the Japanese version, the subtitles are wrong.
I wonder if they maybe tried to correct it.
Possibly.
In the English version, like
this
they
is
realized
where I straight
was
up have 158 days written down. So that makes a lot more sense timeline wise.
Maybe timeline? Days work differently in Japan.
Podcast is not gonna air in Japan.
Okay. So first note, holy fuck, Goku's Japanese voice is terrible. Second note.
Okay, yeah.
I'm glad you got to experience it though.
Oh, in full force.
Yeah, it's piercing. I wrote blue guy is King Kai and he's crazy as fuck.
I love King Kai.
He's a jokester.
Goku because he didn't laugh at his jokes, and then he tasked Goku with making a pun before he'll train them. I wrote Goku succeeds with shitty jokes. Trust me, I know shitty jokes.
Did you write down any of his shitty jokes?
No, I did not. Did you?
Well, no. That's what I was texting you about earlier. There's a part where he's like thinking of puns, and he goes, "Knock knock, who's there? Krillin? No,
no, that won't work."
And go on with your notes. I don't know if you're gonna say this part, but okay. I really like something.
Basically, King Kai agrees to train him because how strong he is in 10 times gravity. This is where King Kai uses some psychic ability to sense that the Saiyans are almost to Earth. He claims that there's more than time to train him. He also claims that the Saiyans are more powerful than him. He then tells Goku he has to chase the monkey, which sounds
chasing Bubbles.
That sounds so weird. Goku asks for food, eats a shitload, and King Kai kind of is weirded out by the fact that a ghost needs to eat, which I thought was interesting. And this is it. This is King Kai reveals what his hobbies are.
Love that fucking scene.
Counting blades of grass, driving around his small planet, staring at the sky, and long distance peeing. Those are his hobbies.
I laughed so fucking hard. I laughed so fucking hard when I saw that scene. That's because
it's him and the monkey pissing off the edge of the planet.
Yeah. He loves healthy competition.
What would you do if you lived on a planet that small?
When he drove his car around the planet and he was like yelling the whole time. I
love driving my car.
Where does he stop for gas?
He doesn't have to.
Gas.
Where we're going.
Bro, he bought that car 20 years ago. He goes around the planet once, uses like a fraction of his gas.
It takes more gas to start that car than it does to take the whole trip.
How many miles per gallon do you think he's getting?
A lot. King Kai wants Goku to train with his gear on. With his gear on? Yeah, then Goku reveals that he's a Saiyan. Goku reveals he's saying Gohan and Piccolo are still training. Gohan is really fucked up at this point. He looks like he got the shit beat out of him.
Dude, yeah, his right eye. Like, well,
but I thought this was a really cool scene because he states that Goku has said Goku doesn't believe that Piccolo is evil.
So in the English version, Gohan calls him a big green uncle.
Really?
And Piccolo gets mad.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the Japanese version, he says that Goku told him that he didn't believe that Piccolo, the reincarnation that Piccolo is, didn't contain the evil side, and Piccolo goes, basically tells him to shut up, and Gohan goes, well, I agree with him. I don't think you're as evil as you pretend to be.
And yeah, I mean, it's the...
Piccolo gets mad.
But I think he got upset because he called him uncle, because we all know that Piccolo wants Gohan to call him daddy. I'll see myself out. Wow.
Yeah, it's basically the same conversation in English. Just he ends up by saying, like, you're basically my big green uncle now. And he goes, yeah. You know, he even like mutters under, mutters under his breath. He's like, I'm not a big green uncle.
And then it ends with Goku still trying to catch the monkey.
Always trying to catch that monkey.
Like, not a lot happened in this episode, but maybe it's just because of that King Kai scene. But I don't know. I loved it. I love King Kai. I think he's funny as shit.
Remember that E-40 song? It's like, girl, E-40's in it. I don't know who else sings it, but it's like, girl, I've been shaking and snaking and moving, trying to get to you and that booty. And then the censored version for the radio, I think
Lindsay.
It says,
"You broke Lindsay just now."
The censored version of that song is trying to get to you and that monkey. Or maybe it's flipped, but there's a version of that song where it's just trying to get to you and that monkey. And that's what
is that what you thought about when you fucking
yeah, he was just trying, or, Goku's trying to get that monkey.
You broke Lindsay, dude. She's crying.
Oh,
shit.
Oh my.
Yes. That's, also, you forgot to mention when Goku's like, "Why did the chicken cross the road?" And then like, there's this like large like gust of energy that like blows back King Kai. That
those
part was pretty cool
explosive.
Too. Yeah.
Anybody have anything else for episode 19?
No, I liked it. It's fine.
Piccolo kicked Gohan off a cliff.
Yeah.
Was that this episode? Did I not write that down?
I think so, because I think that's when I noticed his eye. He was like hanging off the ledge, and then Piccolo.
His eye was so fucked.
Piccolo like just.
The next
off
episode is when he falls off the cliff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I should probably take notes.
Like the show did in episode one.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
The Saiyan legend reborn, Goku's roots, aka Goku's ancestors. Goku's next task in King Kai's training is to hit the grasshopper Gregory with a heavy mallet. After a long chase, it seems that Goku can't hit Gregory yet. While taking a break, King Kai tells Goku about the Saiyan people. They were a warrior race who shared a planet with the smarter, though weaker, Tuffles. Eventually, the Saiyans overpowered the Tuffles and stole their technology. Willing to stop the Saiyans from destroying Earth, Goku continues his training and manages to hit Gregory. Now King Kai will train Goku himself in the ways of the Kaioken. Kaioken?
Kaioken.
Kaioken.
Kaioken, right? Okay. Is that what it was?
Kaioken. Yeah.
So this was Kaioken. Essentially the Saiyan origin story episode.
Yeah.
But it starts off with King Kai yelling super loud and the sound wave coming back.
I love that.
Then all of a sudden, there's a grasshopper thing named Gregory that's apparently a martial arts master, which...
It's basically Gilbert Godfrey.
And then I just wrote, Goku's next test is to hit the bug with a hammer. Gohan Amen. And Piccolo are still training. Gohan falls off a cliff, and Piccolo doesn't believe he'll be strong enough to fight the Saiyans. We cut to the gang training. Yamcha and Tien are claiming to be equally strong, and then Yajirobe bites Krillin on the ass. For no reason. Like,
wait, no reason. They were training, and Krillin was vulnerable, and Yajirobe took advantage of the situation. Expert
any,
martial
any
artist.
Means necessary.
Listen, man, if he had a tender, it would say, I eat ass. Like, it would be perfect.
And then a corn emoji.
Oh, terrible.
Oh, man, I eat ass like corn on the cob.
King Kai then goes on to reveal that he knows the history of the Saiyans. We've already kind of got the background from Lindsay. The Saiyans were one of two races that come from planet Vegeta. The interesting thing that I thought was, like, the moon only comes out there once every 8 years for full moon. Saiyans win, but then they're hired by another race in order to conquer and sell plants. So that goes back to what we heard in previous episodes, yeah, which you guys told me. Do we find out more, and you guys can answer this yes or no, about, because they said that Planet Vegeta had its own protector who destroyed it because he was afraid of, or he didn't like what the Saiyans had become. Do we find out who that was?
I think... It's not the truth.
No, you son of a bitch. We'll figure more out later, Jimmy.
Okay.
Yeah, they definitely go back to. There's even a movie, Bardock, that's Goku's about Goku's dad, like on the planet.
Okay.
Like, I mean, they go. Yeah, they touch back on it a lot.
And this is where they reveal that supposedly only four survived. And I thought it was interesting that little sequence where like only four survived, and then they show Goku, but they show him in the Saiyan armor. I thought that was kind of cool.
I didn't see that.
Wait till you see what Goku's dad looks like.
Picture Yamcha with Goku's hair
and a sick bandana.
Oh yeah, he's got the bandana.
So the gang finishes up training and they're heading back to Earth. Goku catches Gregory with 70 days left until the Saiyans arrive. But then at the very end of the episode, I'm pretty sure I heard him say that the Saiyans are like a day or two away.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he did.
We just
like,
skipped
the
time
like,
jump.
He was like, the Saiyans are just passing Jupiter, which means they'll reach Earth in one day.
But, like,
listen,
2 minutes before that, they said 70 days. I'm just making sure I'm on track that they time jumped 70 days.
Jimmy, Dragon Ball Z doesn't want to waste your time. They know they put the pieces together, and they're just going to jump forward so that we can get through this, right?
Okay. And that wraps up the last episode.
Yeah.
I have a couple things I want to say. Gregory is kind of like, if we were to use like modern day terminology, kind of like a simp. This is the word that the kids are throwing around these days for King Kai. Like every time Goku says anything to question King Kai, Gregory, you know, comes to his
King Kai's white knight. He wants King Kai.
Yeah,
he's King Kai's
like,
white knight. Yeah,
he white knights him. He's like, yo, King Kai.
How dare you?
Wrong.
Only I appreciate.
If anybody is as strong as him, it's me.
There's no better martial arts master except for King Kai, of course.
I did like that. Essentially, King Kai is like assigning Goku these menial tasks to do, like catch bubbles and hit Gregory with the mallet, but essentially it's conditioning him to deal with gravity on the planet
and fighting the hammer, its strength. Yeah.
Yeah. There'll be an episode in the future where Goku's fighting and King Kai comes into Goku's head and he says, show me Sandaflow. And Goku's...
You've watched this way too much, Zach.
But it's like a Karate Kid like wax on, wax off thing. It's the little things that condition your body to fight.
Oh man, that's my favorite Jaden Smith movie.
Right, what else you got, Zach?
I don't know. That was kind of it. I thought that shot of the Saiyans, like when they were all like in their caveman outfits, although they were pretty cool.
Yeah,
they were all gnarly looking. I didn't write what the name of like the third race was, like the ones that came, like, I guess the guy said like basically, or I guess this was King Kai, they killed the Tuffles and then they were like bored because they had no one else to kill
and they couldn't fly, but they flew far enough to find this other race.
Well, no, it's these bug robots
they're
came
like
and
arc,
like
arc something, arc dolls.
Yeah, I don't remember
or
what they were
some,
called.
Started with a.
Also, there's you shouldn't watch GT. I know you were planning on it, but
you should
it's
watch
not
GT.
Great. But there was, I think there was a storyline in GT where there was like a last remaining Tuffle or whatever the hell they were called, and he wanted to get revenge on the Saiyans, and so he comes to kill Goku and Vegeta. I think that's a storyline. I don't know.
You know what GT stands for, right?
Grand Tour?
Gran Turismo, bro. All
right, let's go down this. Let's go reverse order of what I am looking at right now. Petey, your favorite episode?
Favorite episode
out of these five.
I think it's the one he meets King Kai and he's just laughing his ass off.
Oh, okay. He can't control himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Zach.
I think the same one. The one where he's, you know, King Kai's peeing off the planet and he's chasing
partial comic release.
And yeah, I think that episode's pretty. Overall, I thought they were all fine, but I think this one was my favorite, where he's training with Bubbles.
Ian?
I gotta say, the acting in the episode where, you know, the King Kai's talking about what he's doing, like everybody else said, just my favorite. It's up there with the robot one. It's just Emmy performance.
Emmy performances by all involved.
Yes.
I would say when he first meets, or when he first gets to King Kai's place.
Alright.
Like so the dad jokes and the fucking
fans
mimicking him. Like.
I'm a Bubbles fan. Thank you. King Kai's all right.
Shocker. Like, Zach likes the monkey.
But not Gregory. Fuck that guy.
So while I do like King Kai and all the terrible, terrible jokes, I have to say the one where they go back in time with the pendulum,
yeah.
That one's my favorite from these five.
Yeah, I'm torn. I really liked the pendulum episode, and I really liked the last episode just to find out the backstory of the Saiyans.
Yeah.
Like that, I like that, because as someone who's never watched it before, I didn't know any of that. So, I'm going to say the last one, where we find out the story of the Saiyans.
Man, dude, I remember just wanting to find out everything I could about the Saiyans when I was a kid, because, like, you know, it wasn't like a Wikipedia. We just fucking read everything.
I don't know if we're really in a place where this is necessary, but kind of where do you think the story is going from here, Jimmy? Like, what do you think's like
okay,
ahead
well,
of us?
I'll tell you what I know and where I think is going. Okay. So I know Vegeta stays around, and I know he essentially becomes a good guy at some point. So I know Vegeta doesn't die, and I mean, obviously, we're going to have the showdown between Goku and Vegeta and Nappa and all of them. After
really?
That, I know, like, that eventually Frieza comes into play, Cell comes into play, just because I know those characters because I've seen them before.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
As, like, action figures and, like, art and stuff like that. I don't know shit about them. So I really don't know where it's going. Because the show is showing that they'll just make up shit to keep to fill episodes.
Yeah.
So,
what? All essential.
No.
I don't know where it's going. If Vegeta and Nappa are a day away, and the Saiyan saga is like 50 episodes, I have no clue what the fuck, how they're going to fill it. But then again, I know how they're going to fill it. Like, we're going to have random ass shit of them having to, you know, charge up for 2 days or some shit.
Hopefully the next five episodes are like on the same level as these ones were, because they weren't really too hard
no,
to watch this time.
The first one with the kids, I was watching, I'm like, this is gonna be rough, and then after that I was fine. Like, for some reason,
I think,
like,
yeah,
the muscle
I
on down
into.
That's,
I
yeah,
think
that's the one I was telling you about last
good.
Week I was like 16
oh yeah
last
yeah.
with.
I think the next couple are gonna be pretty good though. I will say I've enjoyed like watching, because as a kid, I honestly think I only saw the Saiyan saga one time, and then like how it would be on like Toonami is, I think I really got current with Dragon Ball at the end of the Frieza saga.
Yeah.
And so before the
Lindsay's,
Cell
Lindsay's
saga came
nodding.
Out,
that's what she's saying too, because she used to watch Dragon Ball on Toonami.
So I remember before the Cell saga came out, or maybe there were like breaks during the Cell saga, where they would just rerun the Frieza saga over and over. Because
yes.
I remember as a kid seeing the Frieza saga a shitload, and like rarely ever seeing the Saiyan stuff. So I would say like the Saiyan saga and then the Buu saga are probably the two I've seen the least of. I mean, I've watched them all, but just I think I've seen the Frieza and Cell ones way more.
Yeah, I was and so say, I'm when I think of Dragon Ball Z, predominantly the Frieza and the androids just kind of are more so what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're right. I think it's that they would go into like the Cell storyline and everything, and then they would just kind of backtrack and just rerun the Frieza.
Stuff. Yeah, I guess maybe while they were like working on translating it or whatever.
Maybe, yeah.
They would like take breaks and then it'd be like, okay, we'll just watch the Frieza shit for a couple weeks. I forget what else I was gonna say. But yeah, I'm enjoying going back and watching. Oh, I was gonna say that we haven't gotten to the point where my first memory of Dragon Ball. I'll point that out when we get there, but.
That's all, dude.
It was when Yajirobe ate Krillin's ass. And I fell in love.
Nom, nom, nom. This tastes like groceries.
I knew Yajirobe was a real fucking G.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up there. Stay tuned next week where we'll have episodes 21 through 25.
This is PD Patey Justin signing out, and I think 9/11 was an inside job.
I can't top that.
You can top this.